Followed. Okay, today we start the inyan of Hefsek Tara. So basically, we've been doing the Hamtanas Hayom, right, with the whole discussion of that. Then, Hefsek Tara. So Hefsek Tara is what is the bedika that is done prior to the Shiva Nikim. But it's not part of the Shiva Nikim, it's before the Shiva Nikim, to make sure that she stopped bleeding. Usually it's done on the fifth day, because most women bleed for 5 days, and then they do a Hefsek on the fifth day, and then the Zayin Nikim is afterwards. It can be done before the fifth day, but you still have to wait 5 days. So they say she only bleeds 3 days, so technically you could do the Hefsek on the third day and then wait 2 more days and then have start the Zayin Nikim after that. But practically, she bleeds 5 days at least. So the Sfardim, if you have a Sfardic woman who only bleeds for 4 days or less, so she'll start the Zayin Nikim before 5 days. But the Hefsek is that's considered one of the most chumra, bedikas, because some are machmir on even the colors, the colors that they'll be making on during the Zayin Nikim, they'll still be machmir on the Hefsek, that's the Chachmas Adam, etc. Moshe has a whole series of, how he's machmer in certain days more than other days. Rav Avadi Shita is that it's all the same. It's ever good on any day. Whatever color is passable on day 5 is passable for day 1 and passable for the Hefsek Tara. With the one exception that if a woman has a maka and she has a bad Hefsek Tara and there's a maka there, so that Rav Avadi holds that you shouldn't be mako, because maybe there's a makah, but maybe she's not huchsuk that the dam stopped. So then you have to be choshesh that there's a makah plus real dam. So Mamela, he requires that you should have a good hefsek tara, a good meaning
clean,
and not necessarily totally clean, but enough that. Because in other words, but that same situation, say on day 3, that there's red on the bedikah cloak, that there's a makna they would be makel on, but on the hefsek, he would be machmer. Just last night I had the shayla. Just last night someone came to me with a hefsek, and it was red on the hefsek, and it was pretty clear to me that it was not. From experience, it seemed very clear that she's probably dry inside, and it was from that dryness. But the bottom line is, it was a hefsek, and the bottom line is, wasn't any big shasachak here, so I wasn't going to be mako, but, and technically I don't think I saw it from the back either. The Marie Bruner has his famous kula that the dam usually it goes through from side to side, and if you can only see it on one side, not the other, maybe that's indicative that that's not dam. Some people use that. Some people use that as a sniff. Some, but it was clear that it was only on one side. So, if this was before her wedding or something like that, I'd put in more effort into trying to maybe be makel here, but. It's not a wedding, it's not any shasa chak, and cool it.
How unclean, so to speak, can the hefsek be?
There's some rabbanim that require the hefsek be 100% white.
Right.
You can't have any coloration on the. And so if you're going to be like that, then it's going to take time sometimes.
What is the cooler that it doesn't have to be?
If it's not red. If it's not red.
Oh, the color is the.
Yeah, if it's not red, then.
Is there such a thing as a kesem on the hefsektaro?
Hefsektaro is a bedika.
I know. Oh, it has to be because it's bedik.
Just yesterday I had another shaila that somebody did a hefsek, and then later that night they had like four quarters of red. So technically, if you say that's a kesem, it's a kesem. But some people would consider four quarters of red to be like a ria. So therefore, I was machmir that they should redo the kesem, the hefsek. The idea of if it's just a kesem, then it's okay. And this also could maybe pass as a kesem. But since it's in my mind, it could also have been a suffik ria. So, you know, what's the point of the hefsek tara? I mean, the blood stopped. But clearly the blood didn't stop. So it would be a kesem. Like Rabbi says, it still should be okay if it's later in the evening. But this maybe could be a sort of a ria, according to some standards. It's really red, and it's four quarter, it was, you know. So therefore, it wasn't any big shas hakakia, so that also happened yesterday. It's funny that these things just happened. Both these two shilas with different people all happened yesterday.
Do we ever have to be somech on four of these children gashmi even if it's an internal...
So one second.
So what does Yochid, who said, four of these children gashmi,
Yeah. So who's the dasya? Who's the shita? And that's a shashuim. That's your favorite sefer.
Right.
I'll tell you what happened. No, not for a hefsek.
You can't do it for a hefsek.
No. If you have a bad bedika and it's red, and she says barley hishalegashti, so what? It's not a good hefsek. Rice is not a good hefsek. But this is the main thing. That every once in a while this happens. Ooh, ah. Every once in a while you have a young lady before her wedding who does not realize that you're supposed to do the bedikas before the wedding. She thinks it's only after the wedding. And then she wakes up, or someone wakes her up, like a day or two before the chasana, and she finds out that she was supposed to do bedikas. So I've had this time, this comes up. And I remember one of the kala teachers, a kala teacher that teaches a ton of information, and the girl missed out on this nekuda. Because sometimes you teach too much, you miss... Sometimes, especially the kala teachers, they have overload of, you know, anyone who learned chazal class with me, we go right to the point. We don't have an overload of information. You know, because if you have overload, then you're just going to miss out on the main things, and you're going to, you know, so you have your whole life to learn more about it. But, so they didn't know to do bedikas. So then what?
Maybe it's no different. Maybe it's no different than the Yerushim Nikiyah.
So you have to do a hefsek. So
I thought you're supposed to do a Yerushim Nikiyah.
No, this is both the hefsek and the Shiva Nikiyah. She didn't do a hefsek. She didn't do Shiva Nikiyah. She did nothing.
Oh.
And it's 2 days before her wedding. And now what? I remember a girl. She was so upset at herself that she said, you know, because Mela, if you become a Nida beyond your control, so it will be a Chuppas Nida. Okay, so what are you going to do? But here, she feels it's her fault, which it is, or her Kala teacher, whoever you want to blame it, somebody's fault. But it's not like it just happened, so she felt guilty. She says, I feel so embarrassed in front of my chassan, and I messed it up, and she did. She messed it up, or our college teacher, someone's fault. I don't know who you want to put the blame on, but in a hanami. So one time, Rabbi Ezra Schwartz showed me the Chazon Ish with the Zichron Yosef, that it could be that if a woman only bleeds a certain amount of time, so and by now it's past that time, so that maybe that could be a hefsek, the chazaka that she's not bleeding anymore. Understand? That perhaps could be a hefsek. So if a woman, she knows she only bleeds a certain amount of time, and now it's already past that amount of time. So that itself, that was right before her wedding. So it was already, say she only ever bleeds 5 days, maybe 6 days, 10 days. So, and she didn't do a hefsek. But Lamaisa, that, and the Chazon Ish quotes this Zichron Yosef, as Rabbi Ezra Schwartz pointed out to me. So one time, Rabbi Bari, you know, B'Shas HaTchak, this is not his general shita that he make all this. But in one case, he was masking that the Chazon Ish said it. He was masking, and one second. And then, I once asked, Rabbi Gideon Weitzman told me, from Machon Pua, that the minhag of Teiman, the Teimani Jews, they rely on a kinuach being bedika. So it means that during the week, she went to the bathroom and she used the tissue and she looked at the tissue, and the tissue was clean. So even though, chora, that's not what we say in Shulchan Aruch, you need a real bedika inside. But they have this kula. No, the Yehuda claims in the tshuva that the Rambam says like this. maybe if that's Rabbi Tuchman, whether the Rambam says it or not. But you know, so let's see if that and then 1 second. Yeah, so that he liked that cooler better. So in the meantime, we let her go to the get mikvah in time for her wedding. Relying, and Rav David Feinstein once told me, I once asked him, what do you know, women who just do kinuachs and they don't do bedikas, can you let them go to the mikvah? So he said, yeah, for those type of women, you could. I remember it was once on Pesach. I usually don't daven in the yeshiva there. I daven with my father-in-law, but there was a kiddush in the yeshiva on Pesach. That was a big kiddush because that was they relied on Rav Moshe Shita. That Rav Moshe Shita is that on Pesach every the whole year round you can make a kiddush and not have mezonos at the kiddush. You just could have
wine.
Wine is the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. Rav Moshe was making even on eggs. On eggs. On tuna salad. On, what do you call that? Egg salad. And then go home and make, that was Rav Moshe Shita, the famous tshuva. Rav Moshe. So they were having kiddush in MTJ, so they were, I think they were relying on that cool. But I noticed Rav David wasn't eating, so that was my horror. Oh, so I was on the good Shabbos line, good Yontif line, and they asked Rav David that thing on the line. She said, for those women, they could be somech on the kinuach. And then I wanted to ask him again, what about even for hefsek? So I went back, I don't know if back on the line, but back, and I asked him about hefsek, and he said, yeah, hefsek also. That was, so b'shas hatchak, gadol, if a woman, when didn't do bedikas, and she looked at the tissue, and it was okay. Plus, you have these tzirufim. Then recently, I had another shayla. Let me just tell you one more story. So they had this woman who thought that you have to have totally clean. You have to have totally clean. So she did one hefsek. And it was brown. So she wasn't at the shear, so she doesn't know that we would tell her that would be good enough brown. And she did another hefsek, brown. And then she did a third hefsek, red.
No.
Mazel tov. And it's, and you know, like Rabbi Weitzman pointed out, probably she makalka herself. But then, once you do a bad, by multiple hefsek, you go with the last one, because then everything else doesn't matter. You go with the last one. So Rabbi Weitzman thought that she had the good ones before. So if we could, figure out that this is probably a maka. I forget which question he asked me to ask or whatever, but he thought that maybe you could rely on that. I don't think Rabbi Bari would agree to that, because Rabbi Bari's sheet is that once it's red on the hefsek, you're cooked. Because again, you have to be mukta. But here, right, so thought, well, Maisa, she got two good hefseks before, but Maisa, this is, okay. Yeah, Avraham Wein.
So for the Kemanim, they don't view the Kinyua as if it's actual idea that it's going to be stuck, because otherwise that'd be a major chumra.
You mean the chumra, say that
they don't view the Kinyua as being eternal, right?
You mean, yeah, this is what Rabbi Tuchman was talking about, the other year. What about, in other words, if it works the kula, do you say therefore any kinuach is like a b'dikah?
Yeah,
so
I think I understand why
maybe. I've been talking about this for the past couple of years, this question. Yeah,
I think I understand why it only works the kula, not the kula.
Well, you have to realize, as you know, that there are poskim that hold that a kinuach is aser. That's the cheshav ha'efo that we have. But Pashas is they only do it Lakula, not Lakhumra, and Rabbi Tuchman wants to say it a lot.
Yeah, if you hold like Moshe, the word is that you're cleaning the whole area, so it's not as a raya. So, if there's blood, it would come out. So if it's not, say, if it's clean, there's a raya, there's no blood, maybe. But if it's dirty and it's red, it could just be from a different place.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Fine. Yeah, so, but these, but we don't train people to do it like this. This is, so the Mishnah here speaks about Nida Shabbat Chatzma Yom Shavi Shachris Umatza Tahoro. Uvein Shmashas Lo Vitlisho Ahayam Umbarta Umatza to me, I read the Mechazkis Tahora. Yeah, so he talks about she was about to ask him on the seventh day in the morning, and it was good. And she didn't do anything but Ashmashos, and then several days later she did a Bidika. And she's supposed to say, "Yeah, I was cheskes Torah," meaning she had a chazaka that she was Torah from the previous bedika. So she's cheskes Torah till she gets this bad bedika. So if she touched Taurus beforehand, then it would be okay. Barakat from Yeshu Shachas Matzot Meir, then a special like Bishvach has one, but from Matzot Torah is a cheskes Meir. Tamei Esleis. So you don't make cultural of fish at the time of the Namincha of Mala or even Cheskes Tmeya. You have to be Mafish in a minute late in the day. If not, who says that the blood stopped? Just because come on, I'm a kill, but Shnayim is also a Batka Matzah Torah, we're going to shmosh more fish, Allah has more Batka Matzah, to me, I didn't have this Torah. Because he says, no, even if you did it on the second day of her period, she did a Bedika, and it was good, so it's good. Meaning, she has a Cheskes Torah. So, So if you look at the Rambam, on page 4, it says, Nida Shabbatka Atzma Batochi Mei Nidoso Matzo Shapasak Adam Fil Pasak B'Sheinu Lidoso, page 4. Even in the second day from when she started her period, she got a hefsek. That's what I was telling you before. You don't have to do a hefsek bafka at the latest time. It makes sense to do it the way we do it on day 5. Well, you're going to do because usually if you're going to do a hefsek on day 2, there will be more blood afterwards, so what are you wasting your time? But technically, if a woman doesn't see so much of them, she could do it Adidah Shabbat Karatzma, Betochi Mevi Dasav, and on day 2, day 3. Or is it Velo Batka Ad Lachar Nidasa Yomim Rabim? Ukshabat Hasma Matsa Tuma in Omrim Shabakaloso Yom Hoysat Meya, because she has a Cheskas Tara. Feel Batka Bashvili Nidasa, Vedashmas Lo Batka, she has a Cheskas Tara. Matzah Tmeah raises up, etc. So
we say it's Daya Shah, but we got the time.
Yeah. Oh. So the question is, what would we say in terms of, you know, the day off? Let me see. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch now for a second. On page 16. Excuse me. Shiva's Yavim. Whereas the day that she stopped bleeding, say she bled for 2 days, 3 days. So then she does a padika then. She can do a padika right then and there, I have sick. Padika zutiya samuch lebeina shmoshes. And then the Ramos says, even if she did in the morning, better always to do the padika later in the afternoon. Ulolam yom maradam besach beiso shetei badekas biyom hefsek parasa. Then we do an additional thing. There was an additional, there was a hefsek as a bedika. But then we take another cloth and we leave it in during Bein HaShemashos. Right. So that's called the moch. One second. Yesham kol Bein HaShemashos, zo bedika motziv midei kol safek. So we do that as an extra precaution. And then he says, yeah, on page 17, Halacha Beis, Rasa Yom Echad Bovad, but say she only got a period for 1 day. Only 1 day. Paskan, she did a hefsek that day. So then the Rashba says, there she has a chiv to do a moch. Because there is more of a muksak that she's seeing. So you gotta, if you want to do a hefsek on the day of the riyah, you gotta be very sure that it stopped. But he's. And then, you know, you'll still wait the days for Polat Shechvazer. We're not saying, that you're going to stop right away with the Zayin Nikiyim. You still have to wait the Pulat HaShuk Mazara days. But normally, again, the normal situation we do is on day five. We do the Hafsek. Because Lamaisa, you're not going to get a clean one before that usually. But in a situation where the woman only bleeds a little bit, we'll look on so if you now the Shach and Sivkot and Vav says, but in other words, that's the Chiddush of the Rashba, because the Rashba says you could do a hefsek even the first day. But then you should have to do a moch. But the Rambam, let's see the Rambam. The Rambam, Yom Rishu Shani Afafish, Yom Rishu Shani Yom Rishu Kulu. The Rambam says that Halacha Chav disagrees. That's a whole sugi in the Gemara. You know, he asked me, what about the sixth day, what about the fifth day, fourth day? And he said, oh, I should have asked about the first day. But the Rambam says that no, even if you get a good bedikah on the Yom Rishon, it doesn't help to be a good hefsek, because it's still, chazak is still so strong. So a good bedikah is not going to undo but the Rashba paskins, not that way. Rashba paskins, you could do a hefsek on Yom Rishon. Again, usually it's irrelevant, right? It was... He's going to bleed more days. But let's say, give me 1 second and I'll answer all the questions. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba, that you can do a hefsek on even Yom Rishon, provided you do a moch. If you look in the Shach, Sivkot and Vav, on page 17, it says, Rak Yom Echad, says the Shach, Mayona Pasuch, Sivir Seifim Badori Melech, Even Torah will be done. My nafkamina, feel Yisha Shirok Hesem, Togim Shichel Hamtin Chamisha Yomim, Im Yom Shirasabo, Pachach Tifsof, Vitzispo Shiva Nikim. Whereas, what's going to help? In other words, what's the point in doing, like you're asking, what's the point of doing the Vedika then? Because anyway, you have to wait 5 days anyway. One second. Generally, the nafkamina lahecha the chazur v'rasa b'talki meisvi rasa. What if in the middle of the Zayin Nikiyim she gets a bad thing, a bad kesem, a bad bedika? Nafkamina lahecha the chazur v'rasa b'talki meisvi rasa. The kevin shalara'asa rak yom echad b'meisvi rasa. Bedika shachris lo mahani afilu b'diavad. So he says, "Aval lo rasara kesem efshar lahakel ben yimesfir ben betchila." In other words, so he's saying like this that. One second. Aval bedika shachris lo mahani. Aval lo rasara yom echad. So bedika shachris isn't going to help. Yeah, he says, Halacha Beis, he says, Rasa Yom Echad Pascha Bo Bayom, so that's the Rashba, that it could work if you do a moch. V'dyev in Moch Asma Samoch L'Ben HaShmoshos, V'mot Asma Torah, even without a moch, if you did Ben HaShmoshos. But B'dika Shachris, if you did it in the morning, on the day one, Lo Mahani, Ho'el V'lo Rasa Rak Yom Echad. But if you do it in the morning, that's not... So the Madani Melech asks... So what's his kasha? What are you going to gain? ונרלי אדנף כמינו להיכד החזר ורוסף תוך ימי הספירה, דקיים של הרוסף רק יום אחד, בימי הספירה, בדיגס שחרס לא מהני אפילו בדיעבד, אבל לרוסף הקסם אפשר להקל בין בימי ספירה בין בתחילה. So he says, if she has a Riyah, then because when are we ever going to do? I mean, it could be just Nafka Mina for whether that's a good hefsek or not. Say she doesn't do another hefsek later, or she only sees for one day. Right. But I'm saying, he's asking what Lamayin Afkamina, but Lamayin Afkamina says she didn't do another hefsek.
But he's saying Afkamina is if she thought,
oh, sure. Sure, yeah, but why doesn't he just say it's very simple? Just the Afkamina is whether you need another hefsek or not. So you'll be waiting, you'll wait. So you won't do a hefsek later, and you already got your hefsek under your belt. Okay, but he's saying, just doesn't pay. The nafkamina is, if you did it in the morning, so it was a riyah, then you can't, too much of a chazaka. But if it's a chesem, you could be mekel. If you did it,
yom
echad. Well, no, it was in the middle of Zaynikiyim. In the middle of the Zaynikiyim, so usually she'll only bleed maybe one day in the middle of Zaynikiyim. Because she got a bad bedika or a bad or a kesem, so that's gonna the case that's most lamaisa.
So she has a kesem.
She has a kesem and she did a bedika right. She had kesem in the morning. What? She has kesem. Bedika shachris. Wood.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Avam rosher kesem efshel lahakel. Nearly the hechad chazav rasa. If she had a riyah, but talking about svira, and she only sees for one day, and she say she had a riyah in the morning, and she so well mahani, but a kesim it would absolutely yesh lahakel. Okay, but these things. Okay. Avaloras rakesim efshel hakel bein meisvira bein betchila. Betchila means if she's tahora, and now she gets a kesim that's mutameha, and then she did a hefsek for that kesim in the morning, would it be okay? But there's a fundamental machlokas the Rambam and the Rashba whether if you whether you can do a hefsek in Yom Rishon, and so the Rambam says no good. You can never do hefsek yom rishon. The Rashba says you could, but you're supposed to do it later in the day and also do a mock.
Why do we compare hefsek on the Anita Dereisik to a person during Zaynikiyim?
It was the same principles of what's considered muksat, that it's not enough of a...
Number one is, like what might be some people who see, you know, not just one day, but multiple days to tell them to do mo.
If they see mo. So Ramabadi is very not into the mo, because he's afraid that it'll just be makalka them. You know, like Rabbi David Min says from Rosh Hechter, like he pointed out, that it's in Shulchan Aruch, that it's meager, then you don't need it, only if you're doing on the day of. So then it's a chumrah, but Rabbi thinks the chumrah will bring more kilkulim than it will bring tikkunim. Yisrael?
I think, didn't Beit Yosef say that the Rambam agrees? Did Beit Yosef understand the Rambam that in the Yom Rishon will be the shachar for himself? Or did he come to the Shachar?
Yeah, okay. But the simple pshat is, seems to be that nothing helps with the Rambam.
You mentioned earlier that woman who, let's say, only her, she only sees one tipa a month. Right?
Yeah.
So would you say that, okay, Gavna, this chomra of Pesach Yom Rishon or the fire, like the Zika Shachar, it's going when help? It's like, she knows that's a regil. She only sees one tifa.
Well, she says that she only sees one tifa, then...
I think that she knows she's not going to see more.
Right, but maybe... Right, so then... On one hand, you think that's the Yom Rishon is the thing.
You want to say because she's on this pill, like kind of rigged it.
Right, so then she might be muksot. I would say, but the evidence would probably be okay if she did it, because for Maisa, that's the point. She only is seeing a tipa. So the whole point that Yom Rishon is since Mayana Pasuach.
Exactly.
So this is like Mayana Pasuach to see a tipa.
Right, meaning we rigged it.
Yeah, well, you know, Rabbi Tuchman is saying is, this came up yesterday also. about the women who have these IUD, the different birth controls that they only see like a little bit every month. They only see like a drop a month, that's it. So is that called Nida, or is that just a Kesson? So, I mean, Willie is very machmer in this, Dov Feinstein says, told me the Chumra, but many of them are making on this. Rav Ausch, Rav Abadi, others are making that.
You consider it just
that it's just a kesem.
I mean, a kosher kesem.
A kosher kesem, yeah. And if you have, it's a kesem, and then you have to see if you meet the kedarim of...
kesem.
Right. But there we try to, you know, but if... Like Rav himself pointed out, if Lamaisa there's Hargashos, so then even according, and then you know, I think Rabbi Schwartz pointed out there'd be more machmir with the Hargashos. So that's why I think not. In other words, I tell them if they really had any type of Hargasha, even though it's maybe not the Hargasha we would necessarily everyone holds from, but even a Maram Shik Hargasha that you have. The Maram Shik Hargasha, of, you know, all types of bodily feelings that would, together with a Tipa Chodshi, would be Machmer. But sometimes a Tipa Chodshi is just nothing. She doesn't feel anything. She doesn't. So I would always ask them, did you feel it coming out? Did you feel it? That's what Rav Nochum Eisenstein told me. From Rabbi Yashiv, he would always ask women whenever he had a suffix, and is it a surprise to you, that, or was it an unsurprise? And sometimes a woman looks at the underwear, and it was a surprise. That there's, or sometimes no, it's not. She knows, she feels, her body was. It's not a surprise to her.
Right, if you assume that she's a cat, obviously it's no question.
If you assume it's a kesem, but you want to...
But
then the question is, was there hargasha? It's no, only a kesem, but there was no hargasha.
So
in other words, if you want to say that... It's sort of like Rav Yashiv's original tshuva that we saw, that you don't really need hargasha. Hargasha is just a way of saying what's her regular cycle. So this is her regular cycle, even though the regular cycle is just, you know... So it depends on the situation whether Machmir and this. We had a situation yesterday where a girl just, you know, felt guilty. I had two situations like this in the recent past, where it was a kula and it was mutter, but then they feel guilty. So about going to the mikveh, so you shouldn't feel guilty. That's a psychological question. Maybe it's for Dr. Pelkowitz. There was what's the deal of going to a mikveh, but really she's tahora, but it could be machlokes and she feels guilty. And she, you know, and should she make a bracha? Should not make a bracha? Well, maybe she should not go. Maybe it's just feeding into the obsession. You know, that's a whole. You know, this is part of. You know, you have to look in Dr. Greenwald's book. Dr. Greenwald? Here's Dr. Greenwald. Dr. Greenwald from Muncie. The father-in-law of who? No. The father-in-law of Harav HaGoyin HaTzadik, of Isser Wolfson Zatzal. There was this man, he lived in Washington Heights, then he moved to Passaic. For some reason he moved to Passaic, I don't know why. But he was like the Goyin Goyin. He was a real, you know, I remember when he came into the neighborhood, and I was very interested to meet him. And it was on Shavuos, and I was with my friend, Simi Weber, and he was talking to him, and then he invited him over for a meal. And then I said, I'm with him. So I got invited. What they have to do sometimes. Yeah.
Is it matter from the Shabbat, if let's say, in this Qumrah of Yom Rishon, I guess, even if she is Tahora, but she's a Ketan, a Ketan that's not in a sphere, she's Kaskatara, she sees a Ketan, which is an ask bigger than a Grisan, why? The whole thing. But it's only a Ketan, so will we apply the Qumrah there also, that she, you know, that she can do Bdika Shah, you know, even though it's only a Ketan, that Bdika Shachris, and then she should really do a Moh.
By which case? She saw Kesem where?
She saw a bad Kesem. So you make a
witch, again. So the Shach would say...
Yeah.
So what?
She can't, I mean, there's no...
Cool.
The
well, what does he say? Bein B'tchila?
He says... Bein B'tchila.
Bein B'tchila.
Bein
B'tchila is your case.
Bein
B'tchila
means... Not... Sofer or
Tchila Sfira. Right, I think it means, B'tchila means that she's Tahora, and now this is causing, unless you want to think,
right. Okay.
I think that was, that's what I thought.
Okay, that sounds
okay, but most of these cases are, you know.
What would be given to the end of the day for astronauts if they have to wait to let the shikas there anyways?
You did it. You know you did it.
That's under your belt.
Under your belt.
That was the
that's not
yeah.
Yeah. So is that recommended to do your Hatikara immediately?
No, we don't do it because usually it's not gonna come out good. So, if you're gonna do extra badikas, you're gonna scratch yourself and it's gonna be a problem. Okay, but Ramosa, after all said and done, all these shilas, the shilas that comes up a lot is the people who did the Dikas after Shkia. Right? What's the story? So there are different Jews in the world. Some Jews are the diehards. You know, a minute after Shkia, you're... Mm. Okay.
We
haven't spent what Shkia is. Yeah, so we spent
the whole
in my regular Shkia. Understanding what Shkia is. But, and then... Because the question is, if you do it after Shkia, so then if Shkia is really the next day, so then who says you got Zayin, complete Zayin Nekiyim? If you did it before Shkia, you want to have complete Zayin Nekiyim, the day starts at night. So that's why...
You do it on day number 5, but you do it at Shkia on day number 5, that really would be day number 1 in the Zayin Nekiyim.
What?
Meaning, let's say they wait until the 5th day, yeah?
Yeah.
So they do it at the end of the 5th day, that, as you were saying, they do it at the end of the 5th day, but if it's after Shkia, maybe it would be just like the first
day. You're encroaching on the first day, and then you don't have a complete day. Then, so there are those people that, after Shkia, they'll make you, whatever. Then you have the Rav Moshe Feinstein people. On page 18, who has the shita of the 9 minutes. He's the 9 minute person. 9 minute person. Rav Ozai, the 9 minutes. He gives you 9 minutes because he holds that the Rav Eitami Ikira did is 50 minutes. Rav Eitami is 4 mil. The Vilna Gaon sheet is 3/4 mil. So usually we assume Rav Eitami is 72. Okay. And then the Rebbeinu Tam is 72, then the Gros 13 and a half. But he says, no, Rebbeinu Tam is in and New York is 50, so the 4 mil is 50, then do your math, and if 4 mil is 50 minutes is 4 mil, then three quarters of a mil is 9 minutes. So then you have a svek sveka, because maybe like Rabbi Natan, maybe like the Gra, maybe it's still yom, maybe it's sofek, and if even sofek, maybe ben ashmoshos is yom. So he gives you 9 minutes. And the 9 minutes, Rabbi Kaufman, also for bris milah, right? He gives. Shabbos, if you want to be a limchos biyadam, they want to do if the baby was born, say, 5 minutes after Shkia Motzai Shabbos, and you want to be so mikhtar that it's day, then to have a Shabbos bris, say limchos, but really, but on a Wednesday night, if it would be about five minutes after Shkia, most poskim would say, so do the bris on next Thursday. And Rav Moshe would say you can do it on when?
So 5 minutes Friday night.
5 minutes
Friday night,
and you do it on Friday. Right.
Would he allow you to do it on?
No. So this is his sheet. Mm-hmm. This happened recently. Someone just told me there were two rabbanim that they were two opinions, and then they went to Rav Reuven Feinstein, and he passed based on this, that even for bris milah to treat up to 9 minutes as the previous day. I have a friend of mine who had that shaila. He didn't have the shaila, his parents had the shaila. And in the end they asked Rav Schwab, and they asked Schwab is not into them following this. In the end, they didn't follow Rav Moshe. And the fellow said he's happy because years later he wouldn't want that his bris has a pickpock to the bris. And then Rav Abadi has an interesting shita. He holds Mikra Din, say a woman does a have sektara 3 hours after Shkia. But she's wearing underwear, and the underwear is clean. No, she was wearing the underwear already in the daytime. And she was and that same underwear she's wearing into the night. And then she did a bedika, say, 3 hours after Shkia. And she didn't wash out. She didn't wash out, and the underwear is clean. So that luchor is indicative that she was clean from Shkia time. Because if the underwear is clean and the bedika cloth is clean, and she was wearing that underwear from before Shkia, so obviously as of Shkia there was no blood. Or else where'd the blood go? It didn't evaporate. So Migur Din, he holds, if it's the same underwear and she didn't wash out and it's clean, it should be okay. So, but Lemaisa, he doesn't want to be Mako because he feels Nidina, he feels it's mutter to do such a thing, but he feels it'll just cause a pirtza, a zilzal, and therefore he only will be makel during Bein HaShemashos. So that's what he writes on page 22. Somebody asked him, "Kama dokos efshel lahakel b'diavim lehafsek tarach arshkia?" So he says, "Imskaimu atanoim abayim efshel lahakel b'shofi, shalorosa dam b'yom zeh." But she didn't see any dam today. Shabega tachto noki. The underwear is clean. Shalorokto atzma konam habedika. Because if she cleaned herself out, then maybe there was blood. And she's doing it late at night, so maybe there was blood that came out today. Hadin shakol zman bein hashmoshos, dahayinu ba'amerika, shu be'erech chatzi shah, around half an hour, efshel lahakel. In other words, but the pshat is, as he told me, he really holds even more than Chatzi Shah, even 10 hours, even 5 hours later, but he feels it'll be a zilzal. It's not the general shita here, but I think the logic is very, very solid.
The weakness of underwear, but Mokka and Mokka, is that kind of... Even if someone wears underwear, when they go to Washington,
could have fallen to the water. Assuming that she did the underwear was there for the entire duration.
He means, what if she went to the bathroom sometime before she did the hefsek? So he's saying that that's an interesting R. Maybe that second is went into the toilet. I could ask him. I mean, I guess he assumes that she didn't see the whole day, and she has. But I hear your question. Rav Harfenis told me he thought. So Rav Abayi tells me that for the first 9 minutes, even if she washed out, you could be mekel. Because of Rav Rosha, that's the Uvada Yom, and you could, well, you know, Sveika, and you could be. It could be makeup. And but after the 9 minutes, then you should have meet these criteria. Rav Harfenis told me the following. He thought differently. He holds, okay, if you're a pure Rabbeinu Tam, whatever, so you keep whatever. But see, he told like what they did in Europe. In Europe, they saw the stars. That was not night. Yes. So he tied it. The Dominican Europe was like this. The Dominican Europe was at least 40 minutes or so, 40, 50 minutes or so, depending on the season. That's when they saw the stars. So when was Bein HaShemashos? Like 15 minutes before that. And before that was Vadayom. So he tied it, like, say, 40 minutes, then. So then 15 minutes before that, let's say 25 minutes. So the first 25 minutes, so Lamaisa in Europe, they were still doing Malacha then, and etc. So so that we don't do here. But, you know, for Mincha, for the Rabbanans, he thought that Rav Harfenis for the first, it depends on the time of year, but it could be between 25, 35 minutes, depending on the time of the year, that could be Vadayom for everything. Lamaisa in America, we're not going to do Doraisas then, but certainly for Derabbanans, it should be okay. And therefore, he thought, like, Mincha is a Derabbanan, and Hefsek Tara is it. Give one second. So, because the Zayin Nekiyim is itself he views it, right, as a Derabbanan. So he felt for that amount of time, I don't know, you know, in a certain way, it's more of a cool, even more of a cooler than Rav Abadi, because he would, but that was 25 minutes or so, he would be making even if she washed out. Because he holds that that's considered really yomik. It's just in America, it's a chumrah, that we don't do malacha. You know, the Chasam Sofer, the famous tshuva I said in Shir, Chasam Sofer, Yardea Simin, hey, says that he writes the page, we do malacha after Shkia. And therefore, if baby's born on that time, say 15 minutes after Shkia, on Motzai Shabbos, it's a Shabbos bris, no brainer. You know, that's what he wrote. He wrote in the Tshuva. He says, we do malacha, so therefore we do a Shabbos bris like that, because it's considered Vadayom, even for in Europe, even for the Rises. The Satma Rebbe, Chusa Yoged Aleinu, the Satmar Rebbe said, they asked him, he said he paskin differently. Like in America, he would never paskin the way he paskin in Europe. In Europe, he paskin, you know, real, you know, Yom, Vakule, looking at Bibris. But in America, he wouldn't, after Shki already, he wouldn't do it. Because he says, In Europe, there was a kehila. It was a kehila. So then you have the shita for him. In America, it'll just cause a confusion that one person's doing this. America's just a bilbo. Unless you have, you know, there are kehilas like Square, you know, something like that, Satmar, you know, Kiryas Yoel. Breuers is a kehila. in that sense. In Breuz, there's a real kehillah. It's not, like Rav Gutman said, most shuls is just like a basement. You know, they have a minion, you daven. You daven, so you come, he comes. It's not a kehillah. Rav Gutman pointed out, the post could say a kehillah means they have their own shul, they have their own shechita, they have their own mikvah. That's a kehillah. So as my wife points out, the only one in the modern Orthodox world is Elizabeth, the Rav Tites. He made a kehillah, and, you know, like he has all the shuls, he had the different people, but they were all his shuls, you know. But he was a gavra, you know, of Pilchas Tites. He was a gavra, you know. You know, so he was the key, so obviously we try to do things before Shkia when we can, but the question is, you know, the Indian, whatever, there could be a lot of good svaras to be made.
Some rabbi gave the Kol Kari about Erev Shabbos, Shkia.
Yeah, Tavshin Yud Dalet.
1954.
I wasn't there. But in 1954, we had the meeting, and we said that everyone has to parish b'malacha by Shkia.
Was he marked as a dominant before Shkia? So I understand. It was a rhetorical question.
I once visited my friend. I have a friend who is a Rav in Kiryas Yoel. I once visited him. I was at a wedding. I visited him. I think it was, what time did I visit him? I went to shul. I don't know, it was about 9:30 at night. No, it was in the summer thing, like, you know, so it was still, Shkia there, was going to be around 8:30, so it was fine. The Sabbath Rebbe Shita was, you should always be keeping Rabbi Tam. It's better to daven Mincha, you know, the people who are the big Shkia people. It's better to not be a Shkia person and keep Shabbos later than to be a Shkia person. And ended early. That was the song.
Only cool.
Yeah, in America. In America, yeah. He felt that you have to have a unified beginning of Shabbos, or else it's just going to be a hefker felt. But then at the end of Shabbos, you can keep as long as, you know, so, you know, like a Ferrari, absolute darkness, life. Keep as long as you want. Okay, so these are some interesting things that it's fascinating because it all has to do with all the shiur. Those were in my regular shiur. We spent the whole first semester plus this part on the manim.
Till yesterday
we finished the manim, and even though we have much more to do, but the people, there was a request that we should stop this manim, and we're going to do now Hayam Machanecha Kadosh in Yonet Tsoa and Erva, which is also fascinating. I went to visit my friend. I have a friend who just yesterday donated a liver in Colombia. I went to visit him. The recipient was a child from Brooklyn who got this liver. So he was asking me about the catheter, you know, about putting on tefillin, you know, because he has the... So these are the... I said, I just made a packet of this. Just made a packet on, you know, on davening and say Krishna, putting on tefillin when you have the thing hooked up to you, the urine thing hooked up to you. So Bez Hashem, chocolate coming.
I assume
that of course.
Yeah.
We need an other shlishi. That's what we need. Okay, Rabbi. Okay, and Lubavitch, the Alter Rebbe, held 4 minutes. His sheet was 4 minutes. People don't know about the Alter Rebbe's four minutes.
No matter when.
Yeah, you get 4 minutes after Shkia is still Vadayom, because Shkia is based on when it's if you're on the tall mountain in Eretz Yisrael, you can still see the sun for another 4 minutes. You get another 4 minutes, and even but it's. That, far from this point down, that's how he explained the Alter Rebbe. And even in places that don't have those mountains, you still follow the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Alter Rebbe. People don't know. People know about the 9 minutes, the Moshe 9 minutes, but they don't know the Alter Rebbe's 4 minutes. That's the Alter Rebbe. You have to know the Alter Rebbe. Everything the Alter Rebbe said, you have to know. You know, the 4 minutes of the Alter Rebbe. It's in the Siddur. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's in the Siddur. Okay, so this could help also the 4 minutes for, even if you don't want to follow Rav Moshe's 9, you have the Alter Rebbe's 4.
Is it for Friday afternoon also?
Yeah. Okay.
Should we do the afternoon class after Shia?
Yeah, I mean, see, Rav Shechter's quotes from Rav Yaakov Emden that maybe Friday should be more machmir because Safik Shabbos, you know, a lot of David Tefillah's called the Shabbos, but Mestama, that's only a din derabbanan, and so it should, not from Malacha, You know, we went to going from the Washington Heights to the Lower East Side on Friday afternoon, and there was some big jam on the FDR because a tractor trailer went there that I wasn't supposed to, we had to get off. And after a certain point, I told my wife, there's no way we're going to get here in time for Shabbos. So I said, our goal now is just to park the car before Shkia. And we got it 2 minutes before Shkia. We parked the car. And then I was saying, you know, I have friends here in the Upper East Side. But my son said, no, we have to go to Safta for Shabbos. And we said we're going to go. And we walked for 2 hours and we got there. But we parked the car before Shkia. We left all the belongings in the car, yeah.